We are back on the local beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we go to the hotline, we welcome in the one and only Dave O'Brien again from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, good sir?
Good, Rocco. Thank you.
Fantastic, Dave. Let's start with a story right here in the city of Elyria. You know, with springtime, well, springtime is officially here, which means summer is right around the corner. So, of course, everybody hoping to stay nice and cool throughout the warmer weather. One of the ways you can do that is by, you know, taking a dip in the swimming pool. However, in the city of Elyria, that may not be possible everywhere around the city. This, according to Kevin Martin in Monday's Chronicle Telegram. Dave, what is the latest here?
Yeah, so it's looking possible that the city might not be able to, you know, afford operating pools on, you know, sort of at all four corners of the town, you know, north, south, north, south, east, and west. In the past, it's been that, you know, there were parks in each part of town where you had a swimming pool at west and then one at north, south, and the east part, north, east, and south parks, excuse me. That might not be the case anymore. Assistant Safety Service Director Tim Williams was talking to City Council, and there had been a pitch from Leanna Arroyo, who was a candidate for Elyria's Ward 5 council seat, asking for a pool at South Park, saying that, you know, there's some transportation challenges for people who, you know, maybe live on the south side of the city who want to go to a pool, but they have to go over to East or North Park to do so. And, with four pools in the city, it just might not be possible anymore, you know, as long as they're run, you know, run with city funds. City is discussing how to use its remaining American Rescue Plan Act funding. It also has Issue 6 money. That's a 0.5% income tax. Whether or not there's the ability to run, you know, four outdoor pools, or as Mayor Frank Whitfield has pitched in the past, possibly opening an indoor aquatic center, you know, for sort of all seasons. Whether or not you're going to be able to have four pools anymore is kind of up in the air with funding concerns. You know, Mr. Williams did say that, you know, the city administration is still talking about it. They want to know what Elyrians want to do, to advocate for their needs, for their portions of the community, for their neighborhoods, and figure out what the sort of the next phase of swimming in the city is. So we'll keep everybody posted on that. You know, will they want to come to sort of a centralized aquatic center? You know, will there still be pools at East and North Park? And that's going to be the discussion for a while now.
Well, it'll be interesting, and I like what Park Board Chair Sam Battle said, kind of in relation to safety. You know, and I like his quote here, you hate to hear of a kid drowning just because they didn't know how to swim, and I know kind of last summer that was a bit of an issue within our area, just a number of tragic drowning stories. So keeping these pools up and active could certainly help in trying to prevent that, and I like Mayor Whitfield's idea about an indoor aquatic center. I know right where I grew up, Cuyahoga Falls, that natatorium down there, very heavily used by pretty much everybody in that community, being an indoor aquatic center, among other things, of course. But so interesting, yeah, certainly, to see where this goes next. And again, for the latest, you can find Kevin Martin's story in Monday's Chronicle Telegram. Elsewhere, Dave, let's head on over to the city of Avon. Owen McMillan had the latest here. Lorain County, always a community that is very good in terms of helping out those in need. And now there may be another way to do that again in the city of Avon with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Dave, what's happening here?
Yeah, this is an interesting scenario as well. You know, Make-A-Wish has a program, excuse me, called Home for the Holidays, where they build a home and then they raffle it off to collect donations to allow you know, children with serious or potentially fatal or terminal illnesses to get their wish. Whether it's to meet a celebrity or whether it's to go on a trip or, you know, go with their family to say, you know, Disneyland or Disney World, that kind of thing. And the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana, its Northeast Ohio branch, was granted a resolution by Avon City Council to waive fees for the construction of a house that then it would raffle off in order to get donations. City Council on Monday heard about a resolution that Mayor Brian Jensen said he would introduce to waive almost $4,200 in construction and permit fees for that construction. And Jensen said that anything that we can do ourselves in terms of inspections and everything else is what we're asking to waive. That's a direct quote from him in Owen's story. And he said that this is a way to help out, you know, the great work that Make-A-Wish does. City Council still has to vote on the resolution, but the whole plan here is to make it just a little bit easier for them to build a house and then which would be constructed and then get them raffled off. That could raise more than $500,000 for wow. Make-A-Wish, and that sounds like a really really good program. The Greater Cleveland Home Builders Association is involved. Obviously, Make-A-Wish, wholly involved in that. Raffle tickets would be $100, and the group, Home Builders Association, wants to sell about 15,000 tickets, which is pretty neat. You hope that that people might take a chance on that and give some nice wishes for some kids in need who just need a little cheering up and need something from their lives.
All right, so this is an awesome story right here. Again, Owen McMillan had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. This is certainly something that I imagine we'll circle back around to this one, Dave, come late November, early December, when all of this comes to fruition. We'll see what ends up happening with Make-A-Wish in their Home for the Holidays program. A very nice thing happening here in the city of Avon. Again, we are joined this morning by Dave O'Brien of the Chronicle Telegram for this morning's Local Beat, presented by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trust name in jewelry. Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What can our listeners expect to read in the paper?
Yeah, well, some more on Elyria's American Rescue Plan Act agenda. Mayor Whitfield has some more information on that, courtesy of Kevin Martin, who's reporting on that story. I'll be in court much of this week for an ongoing trial. So you can read all about that at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition. A county commissioners meeting and also Carissa Wojtak has a really, really interesting story about Keystone Youth Baseball that's coming up. So check that out at ChronicleT.com or in the Chronicle Telegram print edition. And I promise we're doing our best to cover the news out there and have some really neat stories coming up.
All right. So I'm very much looking forward to that youth baseball story, me being a big sports nut. I know we're both baseball guys, Dave, but we certainly love our local community sports here on WEOL. So we'll certainly be checking out Carissa's story as well as all of the content that you guys have over there at the Chronicle Telegram. So pick up a copy of the CT today, or if you're a subscriber, you can get your digital e-edition online anytime, of course, at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. One of my favorite times of the week. It's entertainment time. Well, maybe we'll see what's happening on this week's Skinner story.
Well, we're going to go again to the tried and true Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter at @NEO_scan reports that a call was placed in South Euclid for a reported assault. Location was withheld, but a woman said that her son's father had parked in her driveway and he was sending her nasty texts and also mirroring his phone to her TV, so much so that she had to turn the TV off to avoid offense.
Wow, that is trolling taken to the next level right there. He went from keyboard warrior to screen mirroring warrior, I guess. Oh my goodness, that is advanced technology trolling 101 right there. Certainly don't recommend that. That could be rather annoying, but man,
I have problems intentionally mirroring my phone right to the screen of my TV. You know, so I usually do it by accident, but that's real. He put a lot of effort into that. And please, obviously don't go out and try to troll people that you're mad at by swapping their TV screens and stalking them. But that's a wild one right there.
Maybe that's a new meme format. I know it used to be show up in your ex's driveway with an old Drake mixtape playing, right, and the tears start streaming. So maybe this is like the new school version of that. Show up in your ex's driveway and start mirroring your phone to their TV. Yeah, maybe that's the way everybody's going these days. Who knows? We'll find out more on next week's Scanner. Scanner story, I guess. So, oh, man. Dave, entertaining Scanner story as always, my friend. And again, folks, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle, make sure you pick up a copy of the Chronicle Telegram today. Or if you're a subscriber, find that digital e-edition online anytime, again, at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you for the time, my friend. I always appreciate it. And have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next week.
Hey, good to be here, Rocco, and we'll talk to you later.